Good morning, family. What an awesome day to be alive. What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. Delight, good morning, man. Good morning all the way from New York, living in Virginia. Welcome. Hey, Tamika Brooks, good morning to you. I'm just excited once again to come before you here via live stream and the phone line just to share the goodness of the Lord. The day after Thanksgiving, it is Black Friday. It's always interesting to me, Black Friday. All the Fridays of my life have been black because I've been black every Friday. Anyway, moving on. So I'm excited just to be here with you. So let's start this day by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Come on. Father, we thank you. We lift you high in all the earth. You are awesome and you are mighty and you do all things well. God, I thank you for those who are connected this morning. God, I thank you for their hunger and thirst just to hear from you. So, God, I pray that you would continue to use me to share this word around the world. And for this, God, we will bless you. Now, God, for everyone that's connected, God, I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that you would build them up where they've been torn. God, I pray that you would just lift them high, God, where there is pressure and hurt, God. You can do all things but fail, God, and continue to make this season of the year our season of thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. What a blessing it is to share with you and to share these moments with you in the morning, and I look forward to our time of sharing. Sometimes I think, oh, man, it's early in the morning, but something just drives me to continue to come and share with you. So what do you do the day after Thanksgiving when you got so many leftovers? If you come from my house, you have Thanksgiving dinner for about three more days. Then you have turkey salad, turkey gravy. Everything is just still there. So you eat it until it's all gone. But what do you do the day after Thanksgiving? I want to take you to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. The Gospel of John, chapter 6. And I want to talk to you from verse 9. Here Jesus was feeding 5,000 people, and they had no food. And verse 9 says, "There is a lad which had five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many?" So in the midst of this miracle about to happen, they had no food, but there was a little boy there with a lunch. Not much. You hear the text here. He said he just had five pieces of bread, crust of bread, and two small sardines. And they had nothing to feed these people. But when Jesus heard what this little boy had, he said, "Bring him to me." And it says he took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples and made everyone sit down, and everyone began to eat. What are you saying, Pastor? Here's my point, that sometimes you got to take the small things you have that don't appear to be much of anything and thank God for them. Thank God for the small things. Even at this stage in the morning already, I don't know where the part of the world you are in, but there's enough around you just to thank God for the small things. Thanking God for being able to inhale and exhale another day. Looking around your home and the thief or the robber has not gotten in your home. Your children and your family are still intact and doing well. Sometimes you got to thank God for the small things, because I'm learning if you thank God for the small things, when you begin to stack them up, the small things become the big things. Sometimes we overlook them and we're looking for the great things, but even the great things are comprised of the small things. Jesus gave thanks over the little things. What are some of the little things that we are overlooking to celebrate God for? We really take them for granted. Being able to walk and talk, being able to just lift our arms, being able to just use our minds. That is something worthy of praise. So the day after Thanksgiving, family, and we still got a bunch of turkey stuff and dressing and all of the accoutrements that come along with this meal, the leftovers. Let's continue to give God thanks for the small things, because it is the small things that empower us for the big things. When they found this little lunch, Jesus said, "That's all we need. That's all we need is a small thing." And when we give God thanks for the small things, they began to multiply. You know the end of the story. After Jesus fed 5,000, there was so much left over that they put it in baskets. And I believe, my belief, is that when they were done, that what was in baskets was able to go home with the small boy because it started off with him. So sometimes the small things, when they multiply, they'll affect everyone around you, and those blessings will come home. So today we're going to have once again this attitude of gratitude. Today we're once again we're going to change our attitude, which will change our aptitude, which will change our altitude. And we're going to bless God for the small things, the ability to sit up, the ability to go to work, the ability to be off from work. Let's just tell God thank you for everything. For in everything, there's something worthy to be thankful for. Let's pray. Wonderful God you are. We thank you, God. God, we thank you for the smallest things that sometimes we overlook and pass by, just like the ability to lift our hands or to lift our voices. Because, God, somewhere in our area, someone did not wake up. Someone could not sit up, talk up, or look up. But once again, God, in the wee hours of the morning, you crept into our rooms and touched us again with a finger of love and gave us another opportunity to do what you've commanded us to do today. So, Father, today we'll look at it differently. It's not my day, but it's our day to share this love with someone else, but to also tell you just how thankful we are for all that you've done. And God, if we're honest, we really don't deserve it, but you keep doing great things. And for this, we bless you. Now, God, I pray for all of these who are connected to this call. I pray for all of those who will watch this by repost. God, that you would also remind us just how good you've been to us. Every now and then, God, just allow us a moment to look into the rearview mirror of our lives and see just how far we've come. And some of us will recognize we have no idea how we made it through some of those storms. So you've been good, and we bless you, God. Now I pray for those who are on this call, God, for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray for traveling mercies. God, I pray that you would keep their minds stayed on you. And for this, God, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, be grateful for the small things, because the small things make the great thing. I love you much. I'll be praying for you today, and I want you to pray for me. Have a fantastic weekend. And if you are in the Metro Atlanta area, I would love for you to come and spend some time with us at the Center of Hope, where God is building strong families one soul at a time. It's time to go. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.